Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity, privilege I have to be back with you again. Hope and pray the Lord to bless you today and speak to your heart. I'm thanking God today for all of His love toward me and His many, many blessings. I thank God for His handiwork, all that He created and made, and all that He gives me to enjoy. I tell you, it's just a blessing to be saved, to be born again, have the free gift of eternal life, have a Father, a God above that loves me, cares for me, meets my needs. I tell you, I have so much to be thankful for. And He promised that all that come unto Him, all that are saved are born again. He daily loads us with benefits. I tell you, He forgives us of our sins. He blesses us. He helps us. And thank God He don't give us what we deserve. I tell you, there's grace with the Lord. There's grace with Him. And I tell you, His amazing grace is there for us each and every day. I tell you, Noah, he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Lord blessed him. Lord told him how to build an ark for the saving of his house. And I tell you, that's what the Lord told him to do. He went preaching 120 years. God was going to destroy the world by flood. They didn't believe him. But I tell you, he continued to build on. He continued to believe God. God's grace was there. God gave him the grace to go on, even for the mockers and scoffers and all that would no doubt laugh at Noah and tell him how crazy he was and all these types of things. But yet he loved him. God gave him grace, and he continued to preach. And I tell you, the Lord, the Bible said his spirit didn't always strive with man. But 120 years he preached, and so the Lord blessed him and used him. And then there come a time when the flood would come, and I tell you, Noah and his wife, and I think his three sons and their wives got in to the ark. And God told Noah what to get in the ark, all the animals. He gave him the blueprint of the ark, everything, how it ought to be done, the windows that should be in it, where the doors should be, and all the animals that should be taken into the ark. And so they did, and they got in, and the Bible said God shut the door. God shut that door. It was all over after that. And all the scoffers and mockers, all those that laughed and so forth were left behind. And then here come the flood, and it drowned them all, drowned every one of them. Only 8 souls, the Bible said, was saved by water. In other words, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and he got his family in. I believe in household salvation. I know there was others that were saved before the ark was finished building that died, but they died in the Lord. They went to heaven. But I tell you, so many lost their soul. God had to cleanse this world at that time by water. I tell you, God had to deal with sin. And I tell you, repented God even made man. The Bible says God made man in his own image and his own likeness made he them male and female. God have mercy. It repented him that he even made man. And here we are again today in the same type of condition. And I know God has repented that he made man. How man lives today, how ungodly, how filthy. I tell you, it's an abomination to the Lord thy God. And I tell you, God's going to cleanse this world. He's going to deal with this world with fire this next time. It won't be by a flood. The Bible said God gave the rainbow in the clouds to let us know, to remind us that he would never destroy this world again by a flood. But I tell you, he's going to come and he's going to destroy it by fire. And God's going to deal with the wicked, the abominations, and all these sins that people think they're getting by with because they think God don't see, or they think God has said it's okay, or it's been justified when it hasn't been justified. It's of the devil itself. And God have mercy on the time that we're living in. I tell you, it's nothing but Satanism. It's nothing but filth. I tell you, it's totally against the Word of God and what the Word of God has told us how to live by, how we ought to conduct ourselves. The Word of God, I tell you, tells us how we ought to look. It tells us how we ought to dress. It tells us how we ought to act, how we ought to talk. I tell you, how we ought to help our neighbor, how we ought to love one another, care for one another. I tell you how we ought to treat our children and how the children ought to obey their parents. I tell you, it's all in there. How God gave male and female, may he them both, and they shall become one. It talked about, we've got the Word of God. We know how God made Adam first. God created Adam first. Then he created one man because he took a rib out of his side, you see. You took it out of his side that they would become one, that they would love God together, that she would be a helpmate, and he would love her and lift her up above himself to love her. And I tell you, don't bruise her, don't step on her, and so forth, and not to be, manipulate her and so forth, but it was to care for her and love her, and that they both would love one another, and they would both love God, and they both serve God, and that they would have children and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that they would serve God and love Him. When God made man, He made man to worship Him. The Bible said God seeketh such to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And God made man that he would worship Him. And the Bible said he made woman as well. And they both would praise the Lord. They both would serve Him in spirit and in truth. But yet man fell to sin. He broke God's commandment, the law that God had given in the beginning. And then after that, I tell you, the sentence of death came upon all mankind. And God help us today. We're, thank God, the Lord sent His Son of this world to die for sinners, that we could go to heaven. If it wasn't for that supreme holy sacrifice of His Son, sending His Son in this world, the whole world would be lost in wickedness and die in sin and go to hell. And I'm thankful that day He did. And I tell you, that's why I'm saved. And if you're saved, that's why you're saved. That's why you're going to heaven. But there's so many that won't receive that. There's so many that won't believe that. And the Bible said they're going to lose their internal soul to hell. They're going to lose their soul. The Bible said there's going to, where the fire is never quenched. And the worm will never die. And the smoke of the torment will send up for never, never, never. And there'll be no rest day nor night for those that don't believe in Christ. There's those that hate God, those that hate God's people. I tell you, God help you today. I tell you, the devil, this evil affected people's minds, and he's blinding the minds. The Bible tells us that in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says that the God of this world had blinded the minds, and only hope they have that the good news of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. I tell you, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In chapter 5, it talks about being a new creature in Christ, where old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new when you get saved. But I tell you, folks, today, if your soul, if you never get saved, really born again, I tell you, you'll die in sin and go to hell. And I tell you, there'll be eternal damnation, eternal torment, eternal fire. The Bible tells us that will be. God's going to deal with sin. He's going to deal with the wicked. The Bible said a wicked man, a wicked person won't live out half their days. And I tell you, they brought that on themselves. God's made the way. God has gave His Son that He might win souls. He may reconcile man back to God. Man was fallen. Man was fallen from the beginning. And so God sent His world not to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved, to reconcile them back to God. That's the only way that man can go to God. He's got to go through His Son, the Lord Jesus, because we're not holy. We're not good enough. We can't even get into the presence of an almighty God. So the one that died for us, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, God got into flesh, became man, got into the womb of a virgin that He might bring forth, that He might come forth and bring forth salvation unto the world. And therefore God accepted this sacrifice of His Son, because then now we come through the Son of God, and therefore we're covered with His blood, and the Father can then have fellowship with us because of His Son. But the Bible said that if you die without Christ, you'll die in sin and go to hell. There's going to be eternal damnation. The Bible said we have the Son has life, but he that have not the Son, those that have not the Son, those that have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said have not life, but the wrath of God abides upon them. As we that are saved, the wrath of God is not going to be on us. We're not going to go through the wrath of God. We're not going to go through the tribulation. No, sir. Just like Noah didn't go through the flood and be washed away. Just like the Bible said, and his two daughters and so forth, and his wife, the Bible said they wasn't destroyed by fire. because God kept them, you see. The rest of them were destroyed, and neither is God going to destroy this world with believers. Those that are born again know they're redeemed by the blood. They're going to get out. He's going to get them out of here. There's going to be a catching away. There's going to be a rapture of the church. There's going to be a taking away is what it means. And we're going to be with the Lord before pure hell breaks loose upon this earth, before any kind of vials are poured out, any type of trumpet sounds, and any type of things that God's going to be continuing to, when the tribulation starts and all this comes about, you'll see the church in heaven already. I tell you, the Bible said that with their hearts and so forth, we're all going to be in heaven right there. The Bible said where the 24 elders are, and he talked about there's going to be a people out of every tongue, people, and nation. They're sitting there and so forth, serving him. Well, that's the church. And I'm thankful to know I'm not going through that horrible time. But the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it talks about, Paul wrote to the church of Corinth, and he talked about that we have faith. We have faith and we have mercy and we faint not. And the Bible said, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, and we've been saved, nor handled the word of God deceitfully. But he said, not commending ourselves, but commending the Lord's truth and his righteousness and our conscience in the sight of God. And he said, but if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. But verse 2 says, but we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifesting the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. I tell you, we're to let our light shine. We're to suffer as a Christian, not as an evildoer, but we need to suffer as a Christian. If you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer persecution. And I tell you, if you don't live godly in Christ Jesus as a believer, you're going to suffer as well because of sin. Then the Bible said, in whom the God of this world, that's the devil, he's blinded the minds of the people. And only hope they have that the good news of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. But he goes on to say that we have this treasure in the earthly vessel, and the excellence and the power might be of God and not of us. It's of God. It's not of us, of our fleshly beings. It's of God. We're walking in the Spirit, and we're letting him do the work. And it goes on to talk about here, he said, how we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh. He said, now that Jesus suffered and died, we also, as his children, we're going to suffer. And I tell you, we're going to manifest him in our flesh. I tell you, by sufferings that we may encounter, by what we face in this life. And the Bible says, so death working in us, but life in you. And so, but we having the same spirit of faith, according to it is written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. He said, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up also by Jesus and shall present us with you. He said, we're going to be raised up. I tell you, as the Lord raised up his son, he raised him from the dead. I tell you, he died an awful death. And I tell you, he's also going to raise us up. And our Bible talked about it's just a lot of affliction, the things that we suffer. But it's going to be a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory that he's going to lay upon us. The blessings and the joy that he gives. The glory that we're going to see by suffering for Christ and living and trying to follow that inward man. But my time's come and gone. Just get by yourself and pray and ask God to save your soul if you're never saved. God bless you in Jesus' precious name and amen.